the scenes, behind the glass. There's no sports, it's Matt and Matt. Two producers who happen to be homies, just choning on the junkies, yeah. It's Bit Season, what a time to be alive. Bit Season, couple of regular guys. It's Bit Season, go have yourself a laugh. Season,
ha. All right, everybody, welcome to Bit Season. It is Thursday. This is episode 179, and I'm Drab T-Shirt.
I'm Matt Valdez. I would like to start the show, Drabby, and wish a happy birthday to Sam.
Sam who?
It was a cameo request. It was a 24-hour cameo request, and I was at a wedding in St. Michael's. And so I didn't have my work wife with me, you, my counterpart, and I had to do 2.5-3 minutes of sailboat shtick with him, and I didn't have much material, and I said I'd make it up to you, I'd wish you a happy birthday on Bit Season, both Sam and Pat are listeners.
I actually thought for a millisecond there. You were wishing me an early birthday
No. I know your birthday is...
I think it's actually next Thursday.
It is the 31st, right?
Yes, it might be next Thursday, yeah.
It is. Right. We're going to have a banger of an episode next week.
We might.
Week.
Maybe we have a little birthday celebration.
Hey, maybe we need to newspaper the glass in here and get you a birthday stripper. we'll get the same one from Ray's Restaurant.
Ray's Rendezvous?
Yeah, Ray's Rendezvous.
If you're just tuning into this show and you haven't listened to the Junkies yet, I would say go and listen to at least hour one of the Junkies today, because I regale the fellas with my Wednesday night at Ray's Rendezvous, which I just like saying. I know we're not supposed to say names of people they don't sponsor. I just like saying rendezvous. I had a wild night.
I give you props. Mm-hmm. 2 weeks ago, you lamented the fact that you
called my shot.
That you weren't being very social. You're a hermit. You needed to get out, spread your wings a little bit. And a week later, you're at midget wrestling.
You know what they say about us? They say you and I, we always talk a big game but never follow through. We have all these big ideas like the Gatsby's New Year's and everything.
Well, that's still in the works.
We never follow through
we're
on our big ideas.
We're idea guys.
I did follow through.
Yeah.
I was
a little bit jealous.
I can tell that, and I appreciate that.
Because I felt like I'm jealous because like those are my people.
Mm-hmm. You wanted to be.
Yeah. Yes. I would have been in hillbilly heaven.
Well, here's why I think it was a success is I didn't tell anyone about it. I just dropped it on Instagram and didn't even know. Let me tell you something. My Instagram has never been this hot. I've gotten I'm not even kidding you. In the last 12 hours, probably 70 DMs, 70 different people DMing me about my stories or...
I know what you're saying, because remember when I told the story about my ill-fitting suit and having to pay?
Yeah, uh-huh.
And so I took a picture of my suit at the wedding, and then all of a sudden, DMs were flooded with compliments. I couldn't believe it. I was on cloud nine.
As you should have. It turned out to be a very nice suit, and you looked amazing.
Thank you. I appreciate that, and I appreciate everyone's comments and input. But so I can imagine how yours have blown up by watching little people run around doing suplexes on one another.
So I did. I forgot about it. I knew that like a week ago I saw ads for it, and then Trey told me that he bought tickets to it, but it was like an open invite thing, you know, like he didn't say let's make plans. And then yesterday I'm like parking my car at my house and he sends me a DM, a text, and he goes, let's go. It's tonight. Are you coming or not? And I thought about it. I'm like, you know, I could probably go. I put my kids to bed a little bit early and I'll sneak out. And I'm glad I went, dude. I had no expectation of what that was going to be like when I went there, but it was pretty wild. It was packed.
Did they violate fire code?
Oh, had to been. I mean, it was like a college bar. You know what I mean? Like, yeah. It was, and it was all cleared out. It, when I say Ray's Rendezvous, you think of like any of those, like I said, those bungalow restaurants.
I know exactly. I know.
So dark, like dark.
I know the one in Shirlington. Yeah, okay. Yeah, it's called like Bungalow Billiards.
And they're all the same.
Yes, I know exactly what you're thinking about. I can picture you're thinking about Backyard Bar and Grill.
Yes, it's very similar to, but bigger. It was bigger than Backyard Grill, but they're all. The clientele is all the same. I'm sure the food's all the same at these places.
same vendors.
Yeah. Same sloppy chicken wings. These places.
the greasiest chicken sandwich.
But I have to say, man, they had tons of security. Like, they clearly had been doing this a while. It was down pat. And in the main dining area, it was all cleared out. And then they had a wrestling ring. Like, a legit... thump the canvas, turnbuckles, ropes, everything.
Had the skirt around the bottom.
It was like somewhat in between a real wrestling ring and then the action figure one that you have.
I definitely had that one. I know.
All right, scaled in between those. So it was obviously much smaller than a real wrestling ring, but size.
Well, it looked big in your videos.
I'm telling you, everything was to scale. Except for like when the tall referee got in there or the announcer, and then it was like
hey, when I sat down to pee this morning at 4 a.m.
you saw that I had a new story
and I go, oh, what's this? I said, oh, he's probably playing fetch with his twins or whatever.
Mm-hmm.
And I open it up. Instant FOMO. My jaw dropped down to the floor. Instant FOMO. Jack all day has been texting me saying
you must have get in on the next one.
Well, no, because I sent him the link like when Trey first hit me up to see if I wanted to go. Trey sent me the link, and so I immediately sent it to Jack. And I was like, dude, this is right up our alley. We got to go to this thing. And he's like, dude, you say when, and we're there. And then I never followed up. I never got the tickets. I kind of just expected
someone to, what happened to me.
Yeah.
Exactly.
I expected
you
that.
You coming tonight?
Yeah.
Right.
I kind of just expected that. And then he's been texting me all morning going, dude,
like, we blew it. Well, here's the good news. You didn't really blow it because it comes all the time. They said September. They said December. They kind of like it's constantly here. I think every other month or something they have in shows there.
I kind of want. I'm definitely going to go in September when they come back. I really want to go in December because I think it would be funny if they were dressed as elves.
They're going to be dressed as elves.
Hey, is there any way we can get them in the studio for the drinking show if they're in the around the same time?
Block. We should have them in the studio no matter what. Even when football season will just be starting. I don't know about September, but maybe if it's a Tuesday, Wednesday or something, we should. We got to parlay this into we're a part of it. I'm not talking about in the ring, but like we need a VIP section for this.
I'm so happy you said that because I didn't want to voice that because that comes across as being pretentious and...
Well, we talked about it. We've been hyping it up a lot. Next time they'll sell, more tickets or tickets earlier. I don't know if every night's show sold out. I don't know. I know last night was packed.
I know, but that's what I want is like I want to be ushered to the front row.
Yeah.
At my own seats.
Well, I'll say this: it went from nubs to amazing.
What do you mean?
When I got there, I walked in. I show my ticket. I get a bracelet or whatever. And I'm in the back of the bar in a different room. I'm not even in the wrestling room. I couldn't believe it. It was a rube fest. There was like hundreds of people watching it on all the televisions.
I can't
Every
do that.
Television had it on. And it's in another room. You can't even, you can like barely make out the ring.
Uh-huh.
And everyone's got their phones out and they're recording the televisions, hooting and hollering, doing all the chants. What, you know, I don't even remember.
Yeah, what are some of these chants?
Show your tits, probably. You know, I don't know. Stuff like that. There was a... that may not have been one of them.
Was this like...
There was a heel there named Lieutenant Dan. Like,
because he cut off at the knees.
Yeah, yeah. No, he actually had legs, which was a little disappointing.
But he's so short, it looked like stumps.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. But everybody was calling him Tampon Dan. The whole crowd was chanting that. I don't know. There.
Hey, was this reminiscent of the WWF Raw days?
The Attitude Era?
No. Is that the same era? Mm-hmm. Raw Attitude Era? Nothing goes. Mark Henry is hooking up with a transsexual.
Yes. it was a throwback. It was a portal. It was a portal back to late 90s. Okay.
Like 98.
Yeah, it was Linkin Park.
I was going to say Limp Bizkit's playing.
Limp Bizkit, yes. And when I say that is, because I mean, there were so many, just so much white trash, and people of all races there, believe me. There were a million Indian guys there. There were everybody. But it was a lot of white people inside the wrestling area and older people. Like, everybody in the bar area was like 20-something-year-old people, right?
Okay.
Just drinking beers, watching on television. Yeah. Everyone in their dining, in the wrestling area.
The main area.
Was like my age or older.
All right, well, the haves and the have-nots.
The haves and the have-nots, basically,
I mean, the people with the disposable income are spending $20 extra to get a ringside seat.
Yeah. So it went from nubs watching it on TV to amazing sitting in the front row. I don't know how it happened. Trey just said he paid $20 for the extra for the seats. And next thing I know, we're in the front row and I got midget sweat flying all over me.
Hey, when you say it's a portal to 1998,
the slurs, I'm talking about the slurs and just the attitude of everyone where it was like anything goes.
No holds bar, free speech.
Yeah.
You don't got to worry about the ramifications of what you say.
No. I mean, one of the guys, the wrestlers all were cutting these promos on people in the crowd, right? Nobody said anything about me, but like one of the, like,
oh God, I would have loved them to be talking about your hair plugs. Yeah. I mean, that would have been
hair plugs.
I know.
Shout out Dr. Burka. So like one of the guys comes out, he's from Philadelphia, and he was like, fuck Washington, D.C., F Virginia, Commanders suck, go Eagles. And then like somebody in the crowd started booing him, you know, and he goes, and he was like a 60-year-old man or something. And the guy from the midget from Philadelphia was like, hey, F you, old man. Shouldn't you be in hospice, you piece of shit? And I'm like, hey, wow, this is kind of wild.
Hey, they got a line. Every race, creed.
Yeah.
And age, then, gender.
The guy, he was shooting on the Indian guy. He told him that, you know, he goes, you're so dumb, you can't even work at 7-Eleven. Go get me a taquito, bitch, or something.
I bet that was very liberating for them. Do midgets just have pent-up anger?
You know what? They got a free pass.
Oh, you're right.
They got a free pass card.
That's right.
Because they have been shit on their entire life, right?
Right. They're amusement.
They are the
Carney.
Circus.
Yeah, the circus.
So they can say whatever they want, and you can't tell them.
That is an amazing point that you just made.
Yeah, I just realized.
Yeah.
What are you going to tell a little person that you can't be offensive?
Yeah. You're being too offensive.
Yeah.
You go, offensive? They threw around my ancestors for sport.
Right. Exactly. So I think that's maybe why.
Hey, does that make you want to like hire a midget for like a bachelor party?
Remember but there's a famous soccer player that's in massive trouble right now. The one that we were talking about, Lamine Yamal, the 6'17-year-old Barcelona star. He just turned 18 and he hired a bunch of dwarfs for his birthday party. And I think they were like throwing him around and stuff. It's all over the British tabloids.
I didn't know that.
Yeah.
So that's still foreboding, but midget wrestling.
Well, they signed up for it. I have no idea. But I know that these people are, the promoter is making bank, or Ray's is making bank.
Someone's
making a lot of money. I don't think it's the wrestlers.
Now, did they do a full sized versus little person match, or it's all?
No, it was only
dwarfs v dwarfs.
Only the dwarfs were wrestling. Yeah.
Now, but, were there female dwarfs?
No, but that's it. I was hoping that there were. Maybe I missed it, but they were not sexy dwarfs. Like, I saw some females later on, because when they did the battle royale, all the ones that already wrestled came out at the end. There was like 30.
They had a Royal Rumble?
Yeah, they had a Royal Rumble. And there were some females there, but they were like not wearing sexy outfits and stuff. They were, I don't know, just wearing like regular clothes, and they got in there. So okay. I was hoping for a Divas match.
Yeah, I know.
But there wasn't that. We're two thong wearing dwarves. We're like sitting on each other's faces.
Yeah, yeah. Fat bottom dwarves doing finishing moves on each
other.
Maybe
I missed that, but it didn't happen.
Now, you mentioned they had strippers.
That was actually one of the best parts.
Please explain.
So, like, I don't
know. Let's see these pictures on your phone.
Oh, actually, I do have the stripper. I didn't post it because I thought that would be insensitive.
That's insensitive. but the five midgets running around
now,
in the
I
ring
say
together.
Stripper. She didn't actually take her clothes off. But
she was a dancer.
She was a dancer.
It's almost like when Barstool has like those ring girls at Rough and Rowdy.
Yeah.
Kind of like that.
Yeah. All right.
All right. Let me see this.
All right, that's Misty.
What a stripper song. Oh, that's so gross. Hey, is that Trey on there?
Yeah, it's him throwing his money in there.
Yeah. Oh, my God. That was...
So here's the thing. In between matches, they had to... Before the next people, they had to do entertain you, right?
Right, right.
And so
yeah.
They go, this is Misty. This is her first night ever dancing. Or maybe they said first night at Little Mania. I don't know, but
it looked like she's danced before.
It looked like she had danced before, but she didn't. There was no nudity.
I mean, that looked like she was bust over.
How trashy! This girl has so many tattoos on her on her quads and ankles and.
It looks like she was bust over from Vixens in Charlestown.
She was definitely bust over from Paper Moon or wherever. Oh, look at this one. She's like doing the splits on the ropes there.
Oh wow, look at that. Oh my God.
It wasn't really the stripper wasn't really exactly.
You look like you're smiling.
Oh, I did a turn around, did a selfie.
Yeah, you turned around. Yeah. Your big grin.
All right, so that's Little Man. I don't know, what is the official name? Little Man Wrestling Midget Wrestling All Stars. It's got a bunch of names.
Well,
it's a good time, man.
Yeah. God, also, God bless you for getting the finishing move of that one dude.
Will you give me some props for the content? Because I knew that the junkies, even though it's training camp, they needed a little boost. They needed a little storytelling. We can't come in with day 87 of Terry McLaurin dominating the show. I took one for the team, stayed out to 11:15 or whatever it was when I got home because you couldn't leave early. It was too much. Yeah, the junkies needed that a little bit.
Yeah, I mean, you sold me on it.
I like that somebody texted us in this morning and said, only the junkies could do an hour on midget wrestling and then have the mayor in. Two hours later.
Hey, when the mayor canceled when you said the mayor canceled the interview, I didn't realize that she twisted or she changed it to a phoner. I thought like she legitimately was going to reschedule / cancel.
Mm-hmm.
And then the first thing that ran through my mind was, well, her people heard the midget wrestling stuff.
It's a lock they heard it, because they heard when Patricia and Chepe came in studio. And I kind of missed some of that because I was out in the main room or by the elevators waiting for the mayor and talking to her staff and stuff. It was so weird because they go, the mayor's canceling, she's not coming. And then suddenly all her staff shows up and the security detail and everything. So I got a text that said, this wasn't really discussed on the air. It said it was from Susanna, her PR director.
Yeah.
It says, Matt, they are saying the junkies are saying she canceled in person and is calling instead, which is kind of annoying. They're making jokes about the mayor calling last second and saying everyone is bitter about it. Some of us don't even want to do it. They are predicting it was canceled because of the snag with the Commanders. What is going on? Explain this, please. I was like, I got that. That was right after. All right. The mayor's canceled. She's not coming. Oh, wait, never mind. She's coming. She's in the car. She's on the way here. Yeah, get ready. And then I got that text message when she was like 5 minutes away.
How did you defuse that?
This is all I said. Well, I ended up calling her and I said the same thing, but this is what I texted her. I said, no. It was just banter. Everyone is very excited. That was lost in translation.
You know, great reply.
Silly producer reply.
Generic.
She had no idea. Yeah,
make no waves reply. She probably didn't hear it.
No, sure.
Yeah.
I said, how did you guys hear that? And she goes, we have ears everywhere.
Yeah.
Or something. I don't know.
The generic mayor speak versus generic producer speak.
Uh-huh.
Who's the winner? Hey, speaking of the mayor, what? I appreciate Eric for putting on pants. Mm-hmm. Okay. Jason had like a nice little pullover on. JP looked JP. But what was Cakes doing? What went through his head?
It's an interesting insight into Cakes' brain, isn't it?
Yes, it is. Because we did a whole thing about dressing up, or not dressing up.
Yeah.
Like dressing up is what Patricia and Chepe did. Like that's dressing up.
They looked great.
They looked great. They looked presentable. They looked like
ideally,
a million bucks.
That's how we should have all looked.
Yes, but I know that's a stretch to try and get the guys all the way there for that. So we were just trying to meet them halfway. Mm-hmm. You know, just don't come in and look like a slob. Because they had their camera crew in. I'm sure we're going to have clips up on the fans' Instagram and the fans' Twitter. But so having them just come in with any kind of collared shirt, any kind of dress up, jeans was fine. But in Cakes' mind, that was his presentable mayor's coming in town outfit.
The other guys did it at gunpoint, right? Like they didn't want, or EB at least did it at gunpoint. All right, I'll do the bare minimum here and put on pants and closed-toed shoes.
Yeah.
But Cakes never said a word about it. And he was like, oh, yeah, I'll dress up. It's all good. And then he dressed like he was going to the Purple Heart.
I know.
After the show, which is fine. Like, he didn't look, from the waist up, he didn't look out of place.
No, but he was anytime, just wearing, anytime he was standing, he looked weird.
But how is everything always so ill-fitting on him?
I don't
know.
And
why did he put those same golf shorts on that are way too wide and way too long?
No, those are new golf shorts.
I know. It doesn't matter. Whatever Cakes does, he needs a tailor. You need to take him to the mall to the tailor because he's too short and his ratio is off. Like he's wearing 36 or 38 waist. And when you do that, they're always long, too long.
Well, what's he doing?
His inseam is too long.
Also, doesn't he understand, like, when you say dress up, right? Mm-hmm. Dress up kind of implies that you're not going to wear shorts.
Yes, that was implied.
Like, that's implied. Like, Mar wearing shorts and Cakes wearing shorts, that was a huge fashion faux pas.
It was. It really was.
You can't.
If you're gonna
dress
don't
up,
don't half step.
Like when you say look good, dress up, semi formal. Like that all means pants.
Mm-hmm.
Like when we went to when we had the cocktail hour or whatever, the day before the wedding, it was understood you're not going to wear shorts to that event.
Right. And what have I? Will you come around on me saying that shorts look ridiculous?
Well, they look ridiculous in a work setting. I've never, but our setting isn't real work. You know what I mean?
If I was wearing shorts today, I would have been mortified.
Of course.
And I'm not even dressed up. I'm just wearing like a fleece.
I'm not that dressed up
but
either.
But Cakes wearing long golf shorts to shake the mayor's hand, it was embarrassing. Like, why are you wearing a golf polo and shorts?
And also, why are you tucking in your golf polo like you're getting ready to play 18 holes?
It was a very of course, every comment online on Twitter of the junkies and the mayor.
I forgot about that. Shorts?
They're just going down on Cakes.
Please read me a couple. I'm dying
to
hear
it here. I'll find it here. I'm not even on the Instagram. This was just from the Twitter account that I saw. Ooh, it's got 24 comments Oh, let's read a couple of them. JP, the only one trying to look nice. Oh, can't read that one. Let's see here. Cakes on the cover of GQ. LOL, not happening. Cakes, you were number two on my list. Now you're looking up at Lurch in the Basement. What the F, bro, with that fit? TJ Maxx sponsoring the Junkies.
That's funny.
Cakes look so awkward. Is Cakes 5'5"? Mayor taller than half the Junkies.
That's butt emasculated. Yeah. He's taking the picture next to her and you're shorter. But hey, so I was examining Cakes walking to the bathroom.
Mm-hmm.
And that guy is right. Those are TJ Maxx shorts.
Oh, 100%. Because they
sell that brand there all the time. Penguin.
Look how short Cakes. Why do Cakes and JP look so short? How can they not?
I don't know.
The mayor is taller than
him. Why is he tucked in? What is he doing? Why is he wearing
that? It's such an awkward fit.
I know. You know what also? This was his only, I can guarantee you this. This was his only black polo shirt. Because you scared Cakes.
Why?
We scared Cakes. Because we said they're going to bring in their camera crew in here. So how do
Cakes
you
didn't want something slimming?
So how do you eliminate man boobs and look slimming?
Yeah,
you wear a black collared shirt.
And well,
that's
you definitely
his own,
don't.
That's his only black collared shirt.
You definitely don't tuck it in.
No,
guys are so ugly. I mean, guys are disgusting.
I don't get it. Also, you know what he needs to do? I think we may have said this before.
Mm-hmm.
But Cakes needs to be very conscious, self conscious of his inseam. That is, I think.
What do you mean by that?
Like the length of his shorts. He doesn't understand that some shorts come in a 10-inch inseam. Other shorts come in
8 or 5-inch.
Yes, or 7.5-inch.
Cakes needs to buy the 7-inch inseams.
Yes, he does, because those look like nut huggers to you and me. But they would fall perfectly right above the kneecap for Cakes.
Now, here's some of the other comments. Sick shorts, mate. This is on Instagram. Oh, Cakes, a belt. That's top tier. Can we get Cakes some decent shorts? Man's got the grandpa shit going on. too funny, man. All right, Valdez,
now I know why he hates taking pictures so much. He can't win.
There's a reason I didn't take a picture.
Yeah. Also, what was Mar doing?
Oh yeah, Mar was like freaking out after the interview when we were taking photos. I didn't understand. Like, I thought he wanted me to take a photo with his camera so we could use it to post.
He has it readily available to post and everything.
No. Mar was handing me his camera, and he goes, and then he was like pointing at her, and I'm like, what? And he goes, I want to pick. And the mayor was trying to leave. She was like, no. She was
she's got a schedule.
Because they were like, it's 9:30. We got to go. And so I said, real quick, can we get one of the Junkies? And she goes, okay. Yeah, real quick. Take the picture. And then Mar's pointing at her. And I go, no. Like, he wanted a solo pic with her.
What?
He wanted a solo pic with her. And then I just waved. And
like,
he goes,
just go up there. Yeah.
And then he goes, can I get in? Can I get in? And they go, squeeze. So they go, yeah, squeeze in or something like that. And she goes, she looked at him. And the mayor goes, quickly.
What was he thinking?
It was awkward. I don't know.
I know. I figured it out.
Yeah.
He's doing his virtuous signaling because he wore his Redskins polo.
So he wants
his Native American polo imagery right next to the mayor.
Right. 100%. Okay. Yeah. And then, you know, get a couple likes on Instagram.
Yeah, I know. Uh-huh. Way to do it for the boys. For the boys. HTTR for life. Hey, when we come back, I have a tilt of the week that happened today that I want to tell you about.
Mm-hmm.
And also I want to discuss this New York Post article and this post that went viral about why single men aren't approaching women.
Oh, excellent.
But before we do that, gotta let you know that this episode of Bit Season is brought to you by Don't Sleep Energy. Support me, support Drabby. Go to don'tsleepenergy.com. right now, and when you get there, use that promo code Bitties to save 10% on every single order, not just your first one, every order. Also, you can find them on Amazon. Just type in Don't Sleep Energy Drink. Need a quick boost to get you through a CrossFit workout that I haven't done this week? You can get a 4 ounce little energy shot. Sorry, 2 ounce energy shot. Or you get the sugar-free 12-ounce cans that are sitting in Drab's office. Go to don'tsleepenergy.com right now. Get some. Don't sleep. Makes you great. We'll be right back. Welcome back to Bit Season, episode 179. I'm Matt Valdez with Drab T-shirt over there, who was doing some wheeling and dealing last week. Isn't that right, Drabby?
Yeah, earlier in today on the Junkies, this would just take a minute, but I forgot to fill Valdez in and you guys in on all these details. Patricia de Lima and Chepe were on, I don't know what I was doing, we're on the Junkies today, right?
Yeah,
Without the Marist Counseling. So Patricia de Lima works for El Zol, okay?
Mm-hmm.
She is launching a podcast.
Oh, she's doing titsies.
No, it's, to be honest, I forget the name of it. Patricia de Lima Talks or Speaks or something like that.
Yeah.
So, but it's an Odyssey, and it's an Odyssey joint, right?
Okay. Yeah. It's basically like
the same
show.
Thing. It's yeah. The same thing as Bit Season.
Okay.
Okay. So like a few weeks,
Spanish Bit Season,
a few weeks ago, I saw Patricia in the hallway and she showed me a picture of her podcast studio at her house.
So she's not recording it here at Odyssey. She's going to record it at
yes,
her house.
At her house.
Home studio. That's a big investment.
And she lives over in by College Park. And she said, I just got approved. I don't know how this happened so fast. She said, I just got approved to do my podcast. And I built a studio in my house. It looked like a $10,000 studio. I mean, it looked like very, very
immaculate.
Nice. Yes.
Yeah.
And she goes, it's called Con Patricia de Lima. That's just what's called. Just okay. If you're interested, I think it's in Spanish. I'm not really sure. She said she's having a podcast launch party at her house.
A launch party?
Yes. A launch party.
Okay.
And she goes, you should come because you have a podcast too with Odyssey.
Oh, yeah?
And I go, Patricia, you have a Spanish podcast. It's not going to.
Right, right.
What are you talking about? It's not the same thing.
It's not
she
the,
goes,
yeah, yeah.
"You no, you need to come and meet my clients."
My clients?
Okay. I'm like, what? What? Keep in mind, Valdez and I have one sponsor yeah. on the show, and we've had one sponsor consistently forever. Mike, we love you. You're the best.
I know.
Buy a dozen cases of Don't Sleep.
Yes, in honor.
Thank God for Mike and Don't Sleep.
Hey, if there was no Mike, there'd be no Bit Season.
It's entirely right. So we're chit-chatting about the podcast business for a second, and she says, I'm having and she shows, she goes, what's your, she goes, follow me on Instagram or send me a DM on Instagram and I'll send you the invite.
Okay.
All right. And then she, I get on there and she sends me and it's like a legit invite to a party.
It looks like one of those legit invites that you get.
Yes. Exclusive launch with Patricia de Lima. And you are invited to a sensory dynamic experience.
Whoa.
At the podcast that celebrates voice, connection, and growth.
Okay. Hey,
look at this thing.
Hey, that's done very well. Look at that graphic.
Look at this graphic. And it's got her house details on it.
Yeah.
It says Friday, 5 to 8 p.m. attire, cocktail style with comfortable shoes.
Oh, okay.
Okay. So the first thing she says is you and Valdez should come.
Yes.
Well, I go and tell Valdez, I go, dude, we just got invited to this podcast launch party. We're going to meet a bunch of clients,
yeah,
right?
Yeah. Uh-huh.
And Valdez goes, well, I'm not going to that. I'm going to the wedding on St. Michael's Island.
Well, St. Michael.
Right, okay,
yeah,
Michael.
I know. I know.
And I go, well, shit. I just got to, we're, and so I'm like, well, then I probably not, you know, I'm not going to go by myself.
Right. Yeah. You need your work bestie.
I don't even know Patricia that well.
Yeah. What if everyone,
she's worked
what
here.
If no one there speaks English?
Well, let me tell you, I was going to blow it off.
Yeah.
Patricia texts me the day before. last Thursday. Okay. She says, see you tomorrow.
Oh, that's aggressive. You can't get out of that one.
I thought she forgot about me. Why would she care that I'm going?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. And I'm like,
she really put you in a corner.
I think I got to go to this thing.
Yeah. I would feel that way too.
Valdez, so I went. I went to Patricia de Lima's podcast launch party. And let me tell you something.
Yeah.
Your boy drab t-shirt. I was the only gringo there.
solo gringo.
Dude, I got there. It was at her house.
Hey,
beautiful house. Great property.
When you walked in the backyard, was it a scene out of a movie where the record would screech and
that's
then everyone
what I, that's what
up?
I thought was going to happen.
Yeah.
Dude, I had a great time.
Were you salsa dancing?
I was one step away from salsa dancing. There were a couple other people dancing at one point. Let me tell you something. I went home at 11 p.m. last Friday night.
What?
I didn't know a person there. There's like a couple salespeople that I know, and Karina was there.
Okay.
But I don't even know. Chepe was there, but I barely talked to Chepe. Chepe was holding court. Also, I don't think Chepe even knows my name. He just said, hey, this is from the Junkies. With a fan.
Junkies.
And I'd be like, yeah, hey, I'm Matt. it was an out-of-body experience type of thing where it was sink or swim, right?
Right.
Super uncomfortable situation to be in. You're at a party. You don't even, not do you not know anyone there? You don't speak the language.
Oof.
Okay.
It's almost like
everyone's speaking Spanish the whole night. Now they can tell, like everyone there is.
How are you supposed to jump into conversation?
It's a Latin event, so everyone's speaking in their natural language. So everyone's speaking Spanish, but to me, they were speaking English. They could tell, right? Except for actually, at one point, I was risen up these old ladies about these. They were talking to me in Spanish.
The abuelas.
They weren't that old. Okay. They were like 55, 60. I don't know. Everyone looked gorgeous. Okay.
what do you mean? Everyone
was wearing like the nicest.
They were dressed to the nines.
Yes. I don't know what's going on. I don't know. I'm not in Patricia de Lima's business. I don't know what kind of money she's making. I don't know what kind of client she's got. This was like if Bill Simmons had a podcast launch party, Valdez.
It was like an MGM party almost.
Valdez, there was an open bar, catered food. She had a makeup artist there, a photographer. There was a stage. There was a canopy, like a wedding canopy tent.
Well, those are but expensive to rent.
I don't know. It must have been $10,000.
Well, that seems on the lower end.
Probably the low end. I have no idea. I have no idea. It was an exclusive upscale event. And
how many
people
total
were wearing suits?
How many total people?
Did I show you a picture of me at this thing?
No, I want to see this. Yeah. Did you wear a hat?
No, that's another point. That was the first time out I did not wear a hat.
Did anyone?
And I've talked about it on the show a little bit. This is the stage. I got my hair transplant done with Dr. Burke and Maine Advanced Hair on May 22nd. So now we're 2 months out.
Right.
This, I'm in prime. The hair has shedded and it's just.
It's like regrowing. You're in the regrowth period.
Yes. I'm in the regrow period.
Did you have a jacket?
No. I kind of knew that like some people would be more casual and then some people would be like super. Let me find a picture of my whole outfit. Sorry, I'm there's a lot of pictures of me.
Yeah.
Here's me and Karina and a couple other people there.
hey, you're dressed.
what am I doing?
You look like Miami Vice.
Right. I do, kind of, right? Does it look like I fit in a little bit? You've never seen that shirt before.
No, I have not. Hey, by the way, very, very bold of you to wear white.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I know.
you
I look all right, though. I don't look.
You look like a cocaine kingpin.
I fit right in. I fit right in with this crowd. They were loving me. I all night I was just speaking to. I was introducing myself to all just random guys.
Hold on. So you were like, so there, you don't know the language.
I don't know the language.
So you're just right up to somebody who isn't talking, just they're free, maybe they're grabbing a drink
and talking to people online.
and you just walk right up to them and introduce yourself and say,
I said, hey, I'm Matt.
I'm here for the podcast party.
Yeah, I don't even remember my introduction, how I start talking to people a lot of the time, but I knew, because everyone feels this way, if you don't, it was sink or swim, right?
Right.
I was about to embarrass myself. I knew I would embarrass myself unless I really pushed myself to like,
what
go
do you mean,
for it.
What do you mean embarrass yourself? Like, sit in the corner.
The loser on the wall, like awkwardly.
Who is that guy?
Who is that guy? Nobody, at no point that night, I don't think anybody thought that about me. I was like, I could have been Patricia De Lima's best friend. Nobody would have known. Okay. All right. I was going up so many Javier's and Mauricio's. There's one guy there. Oh, yeah. I'll tell you his Instagram. I introduce myself and I start talking to him.
Okay.
His TikTok is Lopez Tips. All right. Bring up TikTok, Valdez.
Okay.
Type in Lopez Tips.
Lopez. Oh, it's one of the first ones that pops up.
Look how many followers this guy has.
12.5 million followers. By the way, this guy looks like Cristiano Ronaldo.
He's a good looking guy. dude, this guy has over 20 million followers on all his accounts.
I
was talking to this dude for like 30 minutes.
He looks like tech. It's a tech.
It's Spanish tech, basically.
So is he reviewing stuff?
He reviews stuff. I know you hate talking work at stuff like this, but I was like, I got to ask you. I said, I don't remember how exactly I said, but I said, what's the key to making money on TikTok? Right? I said, how are you doing?
I don't know how I got into it, but I worked my way into it.
Right? And I said, are you doing ads? You got a team? Are they coming to you? Or are you finding them? And he goes, you know how I'm making all my money right now? TikTok shop. He goes, you wouldn't believe how much money I'm making. It's
TikTok
the number shop? One. It's the same thing you see on Instagram, like those moms that or whoever doing like Amazon wish list, but linked to Amazon type stuff.
Okay.
But TikTok shop, if you're on TikTok, you'll see it all the time. It's like every few times you scroll, you'll see something that pops up for TikTok shop. It's like that's what's putting eBay out of business or whoever. Or Alibaba, whatever it is. It's like the new hot thing to buy your crap. Because everyone under 30 or 40 is on TikTok.
Right.
And they are just selling stuff on there all the time.
So it's almost like it's like almost like an infomercial.
Yeah, everything he links on his TikTok, he gets a cut of. And he's got 12 million followers. So he says he can turn,
So if 5% of his followers are buying.
He says 2% of his followers on average buy whatever he puts out there. And then he gets a cut of 20%, whatever it is. Maybe I don't know what it is, of everything that's sold. And he goes, he didn't tell me how much he's making. He goes, a friend of mine is making $200,000 a month just on TikTok shop. That's not including ads and everything else that we do, to creator funds. And I'm looking at this guy going,
how am I going to make a bit season shop?
Am I going to get the dollar menu at the Taco Bell on the way home tonight? I'm like, I'm so nubs. Send it. But I had a great time, dude.
Good.
Everything short of me doing salsa dance and I was doing that.
The Latin people know how to party.
They know how to party. I probably said that a couple. White people are so boring. I mean, it was a fest. It was a fiesta.
I know. You know what they do at Christmas, right?
12 days of Christmas?
No. Their Christmas starts at night on Christmas Eve.
And
it goes all night into Christmas.
To dawn?
Into Christmas morning.
Yeah.
Like that's.
Well, you tell like white people the party's 5 to 8. They're going to think the party's 5 to 8.
Yeah, right? Of course.
Patricia goes, I said 5 to 8 because I thought people would start showing up around 7 or 8. And then.
And they go all night long?
They go all night. I mean, I left at like 11 o'clock.
When the party was getting started.
It was still going when I left.
Poor neighbors.
I was like, I think I've done enough here. I think I've gotten as much out of this as I'm going to.
Look at you being all social.
I don't know what's going on. I'm very social these days.
I don't know. He's bit by the social bug.
But no new Latin advertisers.
Yeah, I was going to say, hey, you did all of this networking. Did we come out with any kind of clients?
No, but it felt good to support Patricia as well. Because I don't know her that well, and it was something she was very proud of and excited for.
Right.
And
It was a big deal.
Yeah. So it was very cool.
Hey, maybe we need to do a bit season launch party.
You know how many times Patricia said that night she'd point at me and hug me and go, you're next. Bit season's next.
What do you mean?
I didn't know what that meant. It means nothing.
What does that mean?
She was just saying, like, your launch party's next. She said, yeah, like, your
like
party's next.
Like, we're next man up.
Yeah, we're next up. You're next. You guys, you're the next one to have a big party with all the clients.
What do you mean next? We have 179 episodes.
I go, unless Mike's throwing us a big party in Vienna, this ain't happening.
Okay. All right. We're next.
Dude, she had so many stand-up banners. There was,
Step and repeat?
No, gift bags or whatever when you left.
You got a gift bag?
I got a gift bag. I don't remember.
What was it?
Like fans. It was all, and her logo was on everything.
Hold on. She has her own logo or like the
The podcast logo.
She has a logo?
Yeah, like our Bit Season logo. Okay. Yeah. It was on everything. She has an exclusive podcast logo. Everything was branded. The tents or whatever. I don't know what was going on. It was just, it was pretty wild.
What kind of cartel is supporting this podcast?
I don't know. I don't know what kind of plugola she's doing. I don't know.
Some shady. So
she's the JC Bishop.
No wonder she had a tent because it was so shady. Okay. Interesting. We're next. I like that.
Well, let me tell you one last thing. They love a gringo. The Latins love a gringo. It was 100 to 1.
I know.
And everyone's just getting a kick out of me trying the food all night.
I know, but it's because they don't have that many people that are willing to make that leap.
Yeah.
I see it all the time.
Mm-hmm.
It's they love it. They love to like indoctrinate you.
Yeah, and I'm doing my Spanish 102.
I know. They just think it's so cute that you're trying to.
Yeah.
You're going, hey, I can say biblioteca.
Yeah. Bonita. I didn't say bonita all night.
That's funny. Hey. Speaking of Jason,
mm-hmm.
I want to talk to you about Jason as my tilt of the week.
Oh, all right.
I don't know if you noticed it today, but I sniffed something out of Jason during the Hit the Skin segment.
Mm-hmm.
I noticed that all of a sudden Jason has done a complete 180 on the Commanders, where he's like praising them. Mm-hmm. He's giving the organization and the team the benefit of the doubt. He's the front runner of the bandwagon.
Here's why I'm a little annoyed by it. He's leaving the island that we're on. I'm on that island with him. I've been branded a Commander's hater.
Yeah, I don't think you're a hater. I think you're a pragmatic. You're a real.
Yeah, that's true. But I doubled down. I refused to call Jaden the lead. I had to kiss the toilet. Right. If you broke it up, it would be me, Jason, and JP on the side of never over glowing support of the Commanders. And I'd say that's probably true. You, Bickle, Cakes, and now Mar, all on the more pro side of the Commanders. Like, you'll pick them you'll pick them all the time.
I picked them a lot when they sucked.
I know. Okay. That's why. You like to be glazed by the HCTR guys.
No. Trust me, you know I like to zag. We've reached the other end of the pendulum. I come in the other side.
But he's leaving. So now it's just going to be mostly JP and I taking it. Because now, if he's on the command, if he likes the commander.
No, JP's a glazer. JP's a glazer.
I might just be Drab on the hater island all by himself.
But anyway, so I've noticed this shift that's happened with Jason with the show.
What is going on with that?
So I figured it out. it finally hit me, and I mentioned it on air. But at first I thought, well, he's just like, he just loves favorite so much. And then the media loves the commander so much. So therefore Jason likes it. He's falling in line with it. And then it finally struck me. And I didn't think about this until they brought up their Dan Quinn meeting that they had in Ashburn or Tyson's or wherever it was, that Jason's daughter works for the team now. Mm-hmm. She's doing game day, like, events, coordinating.
And he's put that out there.
And he's put that out there.
He told Dan Quinn that, didn't he?
Yes, he told Dan Quinn. He introduced Dan Quinn to his daughter.
Mm-hmm.
And Jason, for whatever reason, in Jason's brain, he thinks that if he hypes up, gasses up, promotes the team, that his daughter will benefit from it while she works with the team.
Mm.
And then when I said that on air, Jason, he kind of like agreed with it.
You did call him out that on the air. I thought he said I hadn't really thought about that or something.
The most calculated man in the world. Dubbed by Eric Bickle, hasn't thought about that. So, I'm telling you, the dots are connected right now. Jason,
well, no, maybe it's not the fact that he's trying to benefit her, but it's like when he was a Hokies hater. Okay.
Yes, he was his entire life.
And then as soon as his daughter goes to school there, he's the number one fan.
Told Seth Greenberg, like, his team never makes the playoffs.
Yeah.
Always called them the Chokies.
And then he's going down to Blacksburg every weekend. He's the number one fan. There was no reason for him to be a fan of the team just because his daughter went there.
No.
So maybe he's just, his daughter is a Redskin now. She's or a Commander. She's gone from a Hokie to a Commander. So that's why he's doing it. And not to necessarily benefit her anyway, but maybe for a bonding reason with her.
I don't know. I think it's trying to be beneficial.
You think so?
Yes. I think Jason's trying to wield his influence.
Mm-hmm.
Well, he thinks if he wields his influence,
if he's saying
if he's towing the company line, mm-hmm. it can only help his daughter who works for the team. I'm telling you, I'm on to it.
I could see that. I could see that. I mean, it's annoying.
You can't fool me.
It's annoying.
I caught you.
Is this something that how about we don't bring this up again for a while? Okay. The biddies are all in on it now.
All right. It's our inside thing.
All right. Let's just see.
It's our new Red Baron.
Supportive he is over them over the next preseason, jocking guys. And early on in the season to see how, like, if you really are into something. Because he's always been critical of them. And so if he's not, and if he's always glowing, then, first of all, that sucks for us. But no different. No, everyone's just. Then we'll call him out. We'll keep track of it. We'll keep track of the things he says.
All right. I'm into that.
All right.
I'm into that. One more story that I wanted to get to, sure. that I wanted to talk about and kick around with you. Before we go, I put this in the binder. The guys never really got to it. I don't know if we put it in the outline or not. But the New York Post had an article based off of a viral tweet or a viral post,
mm-hmm.
Where these women are walking in the streets, and they're fairly attractive women, and they're going, "Where are all the guys? Where are all the guys?" And they're upset that no guys are approaching them. While they're out and about having fun in public. And the New York Post put out this article that's titled, "Why Single Men Aren't Approaching Women in Person Anymore."
Hmm.
And so I'm reading through this, and I think they hit the nail on the head with a lot of this.
Why didn't we do this on the Junkies?
I put it in your...
No, I didn't see it.
Oh, I put it in there for review.
No.
Maybe we'll do it next. What?
All right. Well, maybe we'll do it tomorrow.
Should we hold off on this, or we should give our take?
No. Let's, Junkies. All right. We'll give their own opinion.
So it talks about how, you know, a lot of guys have social anxiety now. Like younger men in their early 20s, how COVID really messed with them and messed with a lot of the kids' social skills. And I'll never forget when. I was talking to Brett, and he was talking about Sup Dogs to me. And I was like, oh, is your place where all the guys and girls meet and everything? And like they go there to meet somebody for the night and hook up and everything. And he said, you wouldn't believe what like dating culture's like now. He said the guys and girls, when they are out and about,
mm-hmm.
like they won't talk to one another.
Oh, it's like middle school dance or something?
Yes. They're all wallflowers. And mm-hmm. he said, like, they'll like exchange words. They'll like exchange their IG or
the snap.
Their snap. Yeah.
By the way,
yeah, their snap.
Every 24-year-old that I saw there last night was on snap. Every one of them, yeah, constantly taking a picture, firing it off. I'm assuming they were to girls or to their boys. I don't know, but so, there was every guy was sending endless snaps last night.
So that's what Brett told me. He said they'll exchange snaps. They'll like say hey, and then like when they go home to their respective apartments or sorority houses, that's when they start firing off start spitting their game.
All right.
They all spit their game through their phones now.
Yes. So this is, I know how this is done. It's all done through the talking stages. Okay. The talking stages is done. You didn't think I was ready for this. Okay. The talking, the entire goal is you don't ask for phone numbers anymore. This is what like their culture of it. I don't think it's just necessarily young people. It's just like this helps single people communicate now. So the goal is to get, to get in their DMs, right?
Okay. And then, so it all starts with a DM.
But it never really leaves the DMs. Okay? The talking stages is when you... For me, if I was to think, like that, I would not be good at that. You know what no one's better at?
I know, face-to-face.
No.
What?
I'm not great face-to-face. Because then you'd get distracted by their beauty and things. I am a Hall of Famer on the phone in a room by my, it's like talking on the radio, Valdez, theater of the mind, right?
Hey, what was that?
Do you remember
Kiss Me Through the Phone?
Yeah. I want you to go back to your middle school days when you were first courting women.
Yes.
And you would sit in your room and you'd pick up, and that's how we were trained.
I know. I called Jen McKay on my house line.
Back in the day, I could talk to a girl on the phone for hours. Okay. I'd be able to carry a comp. If I was to do that on DM, I wouldn't know what to say. I would get
like, how could you differentiate yourself from another DM?
Right. So this is what they're doing. This is what they're doing. They're getting in the DM. They're starting the talking stages. All right. You get to know each other a little bit. Right.
So explain. So it's like,
but here's the thing. You got a limited time. Yeah. You got a limited time.
Okay. Where you got to wow them or you have to.
Everyone, I've learned this through like AWOD and some other friends of mine. You got a limited amount of time nothing ever happens. Okay. 99.9% of the stuff, the people are striking out, but you like fantasize about it and you think you're like, you're wowing her. So you start the talking stages and then it starts going. And then the goal after that is like, you're sending each other reels. It's all about reels. You're just sending each other reels back.
That sounds awful.
Right?
You know how many people I send reels with? Stupid golf reels?
I know, but you're like sending girls reels to make them laugh and things like
right.
that.
Right. And you need one sent back.
To keep the conversation
I can't imagine anything more depressing.
I don't think
than a shit ton of reels that you sent to
but
a
the
girl.
The guy sitting there he's fantasizing about, you know, eventually making things happen, but it always fizzles out.
Okay.
It always fizzles out. There's so many, like, I'll show you later, like memes that like explain all this type of stuff that how everyone fumbles the bag. You're talking to a 10 out of 10, you fumble the bag and they never go, these things never go anywhere.
This, it's almost
unless
like
you're like blunt about it. But most people, like you said, because of COVID, because of how society is, they never get to the point of asking a girl out. It always fizzles out.
It's almost, it always feels like the guy is the court jester to entertain this woman.
Well, he's trying to make her think about it. It's a whole game. Oh, she's left me unread. She hasn't replied to me. Did she open my message? Did she like my stories?
She viewing your story. Oh, mm-hmm. I didn't realize there was such a game inside the game.
It's a game. It's a nonstop game. But the game is played over Snapchat or Instagram or whatever on TikTok.
What other comments were about this story? And actually, I thought this was a great point.
Mm-hmm.
Is is that the women kind of did this to themselves. Stick with me here.
All right.
So you remember the whole, and I'm not trying to downplay it, but you just, you remember the height of the Me Too movement, the big feminism push that, that happened where women were taking back their their womanhood, they're fighting back against, against toxic masculinity.
Yeah.
Right. And when this was probably what, 5, 6, 7 years ago when we were in the height of it. So guys kind of got trained that like women are self-sufficient. Women are empowered and you're intimidated by that because you think women don't want to be approached. That's not what they want. That's not what the movement was about. They don't want to feel inferior to the man.
What could also be that a man doesn't want, is now trained not to flirt with a woman because of offending her. And if you offend a woman, you could potentially be fired. Or
Well, I mean that's the long way about your DMs.
Men got trained
to not offend women.
Yeah.
All right. And whether you believe it or not, but it, that's kind of what happened. Guys became cautious and they became fearful that that they would upset that woman and then maybe something bad would happen to them because of it. So guys all of a sudden are like dogs. You trained us well. All right.
Too well.
We're following the rules. And now all of a sudden you're upset that we're not coming to your beck and call to try and hit on you.
So even when you're out about at a bar and you're drunk and everyone's drinking, or maybe not drunk, but everyone's, and the vibes are good.
Right.
Guys still aren't approaching women.
Well, when we were at Jackson's, Mar was approaching every single one.
Yeah, he was. Yeah, we just did that.
I know. But I think in general, but Mar's the outlier.
He was the outlier. His other single friends,
they were just standing around watching him.
There were like 3 or 4 other friends of his there that
did not move. And I think that's the whole point of the article. Mm-hmm. Is that these guys are now wallflowers and they're not taking action on it. And women are going, what the heck? Why are you being so shy? Mm-hmm. Like, I want to be courted. You know, come talk to me. Come ask me out. Come strike up a conversation.
Interesting.
But we're so scared to do it in the first place because you trained us to be that way.
All right. that's not good for the future of society.
No. No.
You know, we need people to repopulate the earth. That's interesting. Hopefully that's something that corrects itself soon.
Well, I think if you're a woman and you think that way, maybe you need to make the first moves. But that's not very...
Women don't want to do that either.
The gender roles aren't that. Yeah. That's not the gender role.
Yep. Breaking news, Valdez.
Oh. Okay.
Hulk Hogan died.
Nuh-uh.
Yeah. Bubba... Hey,
Eric is going to have himself a day tomorrow. Do you know that?
He was.
I told you so.
Yeah. You know, Bubba told us. Interesting. Wow. Okay. Rest in peace to the Hulkster. Yeah. I mean, an American icon.
Yeah.
Wow. That is shocking.
Unbelievable.
All right, guys. The long show here today. Hopefully everyone enjoyed it. We will see you back on the Junkies tomorrow, probably to talk about Hulk Hogan and why young men aren't approaching women.
Yeah, well, I can't wait for the guy's perspective on this.
All right, guys. Have a great day. And, man, rest in peace to the Hulkster. All right, later.